Joining us now on the ticket hotline is one of the two turkeys that received the annual official presidential pardon yesterday from Joe Biden. Chocolate and Chip were both pardoned, and joining us here on the ticket now is Chocolate the Turkey. Good morning and congratulations.
Oh, happy day. Hey, hey.
Hey, hey.
Yesterday was a great day, wasn't it?
Yeah. Awesome.
Hey, listen, I know that some out there that think, you know, it's a little morbid that we make a fun little publicity playlet on the backs of two very disturbing issues, being our agro-farming mass animal slaughter and the begging to politicians for relief from state-sponsored homicide as punishment. But it's a fun little tradition, and these snowflakes should shut their yaps. Come on.
Yeah, let's have a little fun every once in a while.
Yeah, a little fun. Jeez, come on. Isn't life serious enough, Judge? And so I'd like to thank President Biden. And, you know, he spared the life of me and my brother, Chip.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, he not only pardoned us, but he expunged our records, too.
Wow, okay. You have records, huh?
So no longer will those revenge porn charges follow us around as we seek mall kiosk employment. So thanks to Presby for that. Pretty cool. You know, he's finally, the way I see it, he's finally done one decent thing as president.
Okay, we're not on board with him. I don't need to get too political.
I noticed yesterday he didn't want to talk about inflation, how he almost fell off a stage recently. You know, he could be right. Avoided those things.
Well, you're a turkey. What do you care about inflation?
An event about turkeys. But but to be honest, I you know, personally, I feel that he ought to pardon all the turkeys. I mean, what did we ever do wrong? Why do we have to give our lives to make Americans more fat? I mean, come on.
Okay, yeah.
Sleepy Joe, it's time to pardon all turkeys.
Well, you...
except for that turkey Hunter Biden.
Oh, my God.
Tell you what, I heard he had footage of him smoking crack with a prostitute on that laptop.
Yeah, okay.
But that's not the bad part. That part I support him on. The bad part was that there was a half-eaten turkey sandwich on the bedside table.
Oh, never heard that.
Right next to that industrial-sized rectum plug. So,
oh, jeez.
I mean,
well, y'all, I'm sorry, but y'all do taste good. Turkey's good to eat.
Certainly. Well, you shouldn't be doing that. I mean, that's a taste of murder in your mouth there, Jeb.
That's right.
Yeah, I never really thought about that, but I guess it is.
You know, let's not focus on the negative. I'm looking forward to getting my life back. I want to retire at the Claiborne Farms there in Kentucky, where I think they put Circuitariat.
You're going out to stud?
I don't know if they put turkeys there.
But, yeah, that's what that's where I'm going. I'm going out to stud there.
Oh, yeah?
I'm going to be put out to turkey stud. Come on, man.
Okay.
I want some vent. Give me some vent.
All right. So I'm bringing up vent.
Hey, you guys want to talk to my brother Chip? He just walked in a room.
Yeah, he's there, too?
Absolutely.
Chip, come over here. Some muses on the ticket in Dallas. Come here. Come and talk to him.
Okay. Hello?
Hey, Chip. Chip, congratulations on also being pardoned.
Well, it's good to be on with you.
Boy, he has an unusual voice, doesn't he? Yeah, brother. Your brother said that you're. I guess you've been cleared of your charges. What he said something about porn or something? Revenge porn?
Well, no, I have not been charged with that. In fact, the first time I heard about that was when you, the reporter, asked me that while I'm standing in a hall.
All right, now he's talking just like Lee Harvey Oswald on his arrest day.
Awfully familiar.
These charges.
And on this date, this is quite a coincidence.
This is quite a coincidence.
Hold on, my brother wants to talk to you again.
<All right.
laughs> What are you guys doing here? What are you doing? You just stressed out my brother. He just ran out of here.
Well, he's got a weird voice. He sounds a lot like Lee Harvey Oswald.
Hey, listen, I want to tell you this, and I want to talk to all your viewers at once right here before
listeners.
We wrap this up. I am determined to free the other 50 million turkeys being illegally detained in slaughterhouses across the U.S. right now.
Mm.
So I'm marching down, and I'm going full Jan 6th on ConAgra headquarters.
All right.
Okay.
I mean, I'm bringing zip ties and Viking helmets the whole nine yards. It's time for this to end.
All right.
Happy Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving,
all right, happy Thanksgiving.
Chocolate.
Riled up.
There goes one of the pardoned turkeys.